Ryan Ryder here, live from WrestleMania weekend in Orlando, Florida, for Main Event Radio. We're at the WrestleCon convention right now. I'm with Pete Gaz. He just had a book that came out, Looking at the Lights, My Path from Fan to a Wrestling Heel. We had him on the show a few months ago, and it's great to have this follow-up in person at the WrestleCon. How you doing, Pete?
Good. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor to have me on the show, and I appreciate you helping me plug the book.
It's a pleasure to have you once again, and nice to meet you, sir. How's it going? What's it like at WrestleCon, meeting some of your fans?
It blows me away. It really does, because there's guys from all over the country coming over. I mean, all over the world, rather, coming over. You know, we get guys from Canada. We get guys from, you know, the UK, all over. And it's always cool to hear what people have to say about the Mean Street Posse.
Almost 15 years you've been out of the business. Why did it take that long to come back and get back involved?
I really didn't know if there would be any interest. And then I guess, it's kind of cool because coming into something like this, you know, there's the encyclopedia. There's my book that just came out. So it's kind of a rare signature because no one else, you know, like I hadn't done it for all these years. So I thought, you know, and the response has been great. You know, they remember me, which is amazing. And what really blows me away, too, is when people send stuff to my house. I don't know how they get my home address, but from, like, Germany, all over the world. And it's amazing when they send stuff to me, and just still down 17 years later. Or 16 years later.
So I've seen your book all over. It's at Chapters bookstores across Canada. I even saw it at Costco. What's the reception been like for the book so far?
Well, you told me about it, and I couldn't believe it was at Costco. I mean, a whole
stack of them. I hope they're selling.
I hope they all go. I don't know how much they were selling them for, but I hope they all go. But no, it's been a great experience. It's humbling, and it's something that I cherish. I really do.
So one thing I didn't know was how big of a guy you are. A TV makes you look a little smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it'd add 10 pounds, but okay. For me, for 15.
But so. For height, like you're a tall guy, big guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was a former football player at University of Connecticut. And I had the size. I think that was one of the things that interested Vince in the beginning.
So in the book, you talked about having some memory loss. Could that have been attributed to some of the chair shots to the head that you took, not protecting yourself?
Yeah, there's a guy over there, I believe his name is Ron Simmons.
Damn.
He had a part in it, and I know his partner did as well. I know his partner did as well, JBL, who actually, he was one of the guys that did the forward for the book. So, yeah, there's definitely, they contributed to quite a bit of it.
So do you feel that the banning of the chair shots over the years, has that had a positive effect on the talents? Are you for the current chair shot ban?
No.
Or to the head
Hell
shot?
No. I had to do it. Let them do it.
Another thing that surprised me in the book was that you and Rodney at one point had a falling out.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It wasn't a bad falling out. But you could tell there was some tension between the two of us for a little while there. But it was only because, I mean, when we literally rode together, ate together. I saw him more than his family did. You know, we were literally like we were a married couple. And, you know, it wasn't that we hated each other. It was just one of those things where conflicts of interest as far as, like, you know, who would get to go, you know, get pinned that night or whatever. And just little things. It wasn't a big deal, but to this day, he's still my best friend, or one of them, and I love him to death.
Has he had any interest in getting back into the wrestling scene and appearing at some conventions like this one?
I've tried so many times to get him to come, and he has two daughters that are into sports, and they're his life. He loves them to death, and he's one of the best dads I've ever seen. And his life is dedicated to his daughters. Like right now, he's currently on a lacrosse field or something like that right now, or a softball field with his daughters while watching them play.
You mentioned a lot of guys that helped you out in your career. Edge and Christian, Prince Albert, right. JBL. Who are some guys that maybe you didn't get along with during your run?
You know what? Well, in the beginning, it was Test. Test didn't like us. You know, just that's one name to stand.
Well, you told us the story with the bag of shit.
But in the beginning, he didn't really like us that much. So, it was just that's one example. But, you know, over time, we put everybody over, made him... made them look real good and earn their respect by them beating the crap out of us and us saying thanks and shaking their hand.
That's the way to do it in this this industry. Pete, guys, thank you for joining us. WrestleCon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.